Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I don't have to convince you that Vermont is rife with wonderful craft beers, and the list of local breweries continues to grow almost monthly. But it sure would take a lot of car miles and gasoline to visit all the breweries and try their products. Well, there are some businesses in the state that can help you with that. Brent Hollenbach, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to tell us about growler filling stations. Brent, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me back, Rick.
When did this idea get started in Vermont, and how much has it grown since then?
Not sure exactly when it started, but in the article I wrote in October, the first one I heard about was the USave beverage, which had opened, I want to say, about 2.5 years ago. They just closed in November. They were among the first to do this phenomenon of having where you can bring in a growler and have it filled with beer from a variety of breweries. They started with 3 and then moved up to 6. And now there's, I don't know how many there are around the state. There's dozens and dozens around the state. You see them pretty much any time I go out driving, I'll see one, a new one somewhere I hadn't seen. And I think it's really become a phenomenon that's starting to take off more and more in Vermont.
I understand that they range in size and offerings. So give us some examples of these filling stations.
The USave I mentioned, they had started with 3 and went to 6 before they closed. And they were in kind of basically a cubbyhole in the convenience store in South Burlington that they were in. Not too far across town is the Growler Garage with 21 gleaming taps and a lighted board that shows all of the varieties of beer that they have. It's a very sort of, it has a stainless steel look, very clean. It's built to be a growler filling station. It's also a bar, and they sell bottled beer as well, but it's really built to showcase that growler aspect. It's not, certainly not an afterthought. But then I'd also been at the Jolly Convenience Store in Jericho, where it's 4 taps. You almost can't see them. You walk in, and they're really tucked in a corner there, and it's a very subtle presentation. So I think it's kind of a combination of people setting out to have growler filling stations and people who say, hey, you know, I like beer. A lot of people like beer. Let's add this element to our store and capture a new audience.
So who is the market for this? Who is coming to these places to get growlers filled?
Well, obviously Vermont is filled with beer geeks. I don't know which came first, the beer geek or the plethora of breweries, but they happily coexist. I think something like the Jolly Convenience Store in Jericho, which, you know, even though it's in Chittenden County, is pretty remote. So rather than drive to a far-flung brewery or even head into Burlington, you can go to the local convenience store and get, you know, have the option of 4 Vermont brewers, which is a pretty cool thing to come to eastern Chittenden County, I think. But also, especially when I was at the Growler Garage, which is kind of near the corner of Dorset Street and Williston Road, which I've heard is the busiest intersection in Vermont. So there's a lot of traffic there. There's a lot of hotels there. And they were talking about hotel traffic, you know, people who come in for business from out of state and they hear about the legendary Vermont beers, but they can't head up to Greensboro or down to Middlebury or wherever for to really get a good sample. So if they want a really good sampling, you've got 21 taps, probably 3/4 or more of which are Vermont beers at Growler Garage. So I think both in-state and out-of-state traffic coming through.
And you said 3/4 of which are those 21 taps. What else are they selling there at the Growler Garage?
They'll have Vermont beer and out-of-state beer on tap, but they also have coolers stocked with some pretty obscure brands. When I was there, there was a switchback variety that I hadn't seen before, and one of my favorite Belgian beers, Rodenbach, the Grand Cru, which is kind of one of those beers held in high esteem. So they have a pretty good selection of non-tap beers as well.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Brent Hollenbach, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about growler filling stations. Brent, there are some hard-to-get beers in the state, Hill Farmstead, Lawson's Finest, and others. Are you able to find even these at these garages?
I didn't see those. I don't remember seeing those, if I saw those at all in my travels. A lot of what I was seeing was a 14th Star from St. Albans and Drop-In from Middlebury and Queen City from Burlington. So a lot of the more recent entries into the Vermont beer pantheon, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's something in the beer culture, I think, about keeping an air of mystery and sort of putting your product out in small batches. Whenever you look at the most popular beers in the world list, it used to be Belgian beer, Westvleteren, that these monks holed away in this monastery in remote Belgium would put out, and it was kind of this mythical thing. And now it's, you know, The Alchemist doing something similar with the Heady Topper, or Hill of Farmstead, or Lawson's, just kind of these batches that come out, and they become kind of events of themselves. So I think those are far less common at the Growler Garage. So you still have to make the pilgrimage to Greensboro to get Hill Farmstead or get it on tap at various bars.
Right. How does the price compare for a growler at a filling station to what I might pay at the actual brewery?
It's probably a little bit more. I guess I've found at breweries typically it might be like $14 for a growler, maybe even less. I think I paid between $17 and $20 for a growler, which is 4 pints in essence. So there's a little bit of markup probably because it's, you know, there's some distribution going from the brewery to the filling station. But also you're putting a deposit on the growler that you're getting for your initial purchase at the filling station. So you can either keep the growler and keep bringing it back and pay less the next time, or you can return it and get your deposit back, which is $4 or $5.
Now, growlers, it's always a little tricky when it comes to whose growler I can use and where. So what are the laws or rules surrounding that?
They're a little, I don't know if murky is the right word, but I found it a little somewhat Byzantine where, like, you can use, like, at a growler filling station, you have to use the growler that they sell. Whereas, for instance, I've been to Hill Farmstead and I've brought outside growlers, and as long as it's not clear, as I found, they won't fill a clear growler, but they will fill an outside colored growler. But there seems to be a law that the intent of it was to make sure of quality control, I think, so that, you know, like a, you know, say 14 Star has their beer at the Growler Garage, they want to make sure that their beer doesn't get tainted by a bad growler. Therefore, the Growler Garage must sell their own.
Got it. Brent Hollenbach writes for the Burlington Free Press. Brent, thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Always a pleasure to talk beer.